Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. The word of truth that you are about to hear is from Apostle Will T. Washington. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website at 3cla.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved under God, Yahweh, a workman, needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
We just want to welcome all of those who are joining us on iChurch and also on streaming in Spanish and in English. Thank you for being with us today. What I will talk about today, I call it an apostolic conversation. Because I have a chance to speak to you about things that is arising, and some of it has arisen upon the world scene. And we, as the body of Yeshua, are the only ones, and I'm not talking about this church alone, but as the body of Yeshua, are the only ones that can hold off the catastrophe that is headed our way in the world. So I'm going to read to you several scriptures, and I'm going to say some things today that you might not agree with. You might even think I've gone too far. But we need to stop being timid about what we believe. If the apostles were as timid as we are, we would have never heard the word of salvation. But they were in a time of darkness, and so are we. And they knew they had to be bold in bringing forth the word so that people might hear the truth and turn to the only salvation that there is, and that is in Yeshua. So I'm going to read to you from Yeshayahu, and you would call that Isaiah, right? And I would want us to start at the 59th chapter of Yeshayahu. And we will start at the 13th verse. Do everyone have a Bible? I would like for everyone to have a Bible. If you do not have a Bible, do we have some Bibles in the back? Raise your hands for a Bible, and we will get a Bible to you if you do not have a Bible. Everyone needs a Bible today. Because when we leave here, I don't want you to say the apostle said it, but I want you to say the word of Yahweh said it. Your pastor not here today, so he left it up to me. So I'm gonna step on it. In transgressing and lying against Yahweh. And departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the streets, and equity cannot enter. This is a prophecy by Yeshayahu that actually speaks of today. Now, I want to read that in the Hebrew translation. Rebellion and falsehoods in Yahweh, and departing from after our God, speech of injustice and perverseness, his conceiving and his murmuring from his heart, words of lies, and turning back justice and righteousness, she will stand afar off as truth stumbles and falls in the public square, or we might say in the hall of government. And uprightness she cannot enter. And my truth was missing, and those that departed from evil become a target. And Yahweh, he will see it, and it will be displeasing in his eyes. For there was no justice. And then I'm going to read to you from 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, or definitely, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. So these two scriptures we sort of put together. Yeshayahu is a prophecy of things to come. Today we are living in a time where truth is so obscure that nobody knows what the real truth is about anything. We are living in a time when truth is called fake news. And lies is called truth. And so in this time that we are living in, there is yet hope. And I want you to turn to Tehillim 9:10. Everybody is, that's Psalms, it's called Psalms in English. We'll start at the 9th verse. And Yahweh also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. When trouble comes, we need a place to go. And so the word here says, Yahweh becomes a refuge, becomes a place of protection for those who need a place to go. You can't go to people in the world. You can't go to even churches sometime to find out what is true. You have evangelical conservative Christians who have joined themselves with the government. And they themselves have become vile and distasteful in the sight of Yahweh. Racism and hatred drips from their unholy lips. We used to sing an old song, "Where Can I Go?" Huh? Where can I go when I'm seeking refuge for my soul? When I'm needing a friend that will help me in the end, where can I go but to Yahweh? And so Psalms here, Tehillim said, but Yahweh is the refuge for those who are oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. You can't run to mama now. Your friends can't help you. Nobody can relieve you from this burden of the world that is pressing upon us. And so the scripture says, Yahweh is the refuge. But you just can't run to him any kind of way. He's a refuge now. But you got to go to him in a certain way. Now watch this. 10th verse. And they that know thy what?
Name.
They that know thy what?
Name.
There's somebody who knows the name. If you don't know the name, there's no way for you to run to refuge. Y'all think about this now. So the prophecy goes, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Because I know the name, I have nowhere to run. The only refuge is Yahweh. But without the name, the door is not open. Because Yeshua says, I am the door. Without me, you cannot enter in. So in this time that we are living in, when darkness has come upon the land, only those who know his name can put their trust in him. We're not talking about folks who kind of think they know his name, but they're not sure. Only those who are definitely sure about his name can put their trust in him and run for refuge into Yahweh. We are too timid about the name. We want to make everybody the same. We're afraid of being politically incorrect. Somebody has said to us, you can't judge me whether I'm saved or not. If I can't judge your fruit, then I will make friends with the devil. But Yeshua says, by their fruit, you will know them. Shaul said, you can't judge these little matters? Don't you know that the saints will judge the world? And you will judge angels? We have to determine today what is right and what is wrong. If there is a name, we must run into that name and be saved. If there is not a name, then we're just like everybody else. But Yeshua said in John 16:23, anything you ask the Father in any name. Huh? In my name. That's what Yeshua said. Anything you ask the Father in my name. So he has a name. And his name is the correct name of the Son of Yahweh. Yeshua said, in my name you shall cast out devils. You have no power, other words, over devils outside of my name. Acts 4 said, his name is the only name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. So no other name can bring salvation. Philippians 2 says, Yahweh has highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name. That at the name of Yeshua, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Acts, talking about the gate called Beautiful. Talking about the man that had never walked from his mother's womb, who's laid there at the gate called Beautiful to enter into the temple. He's asking alms for a little help, a little gift. Help me, somebody, he's saying. Kepha and Yohanan going to the hour of prayer saw the man. And the man looked at them as if they would give him something. And Kepha said, look on us. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, such as I have, such as I own, such as belong to me. But the scripture says, it is the name whereby the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So Kepha says, such as I have, I'll give it to you. In the name of Yeshua. Somebody said, didn't he say Jesus? Well, the English language was not even thought of in this time. The English language was not even developed until the 1500s. Over 1,500 years later after this event. And the J was not added to the English language until the 1600s. So he could not have said Jesus. And when the angel entered in to Yosef, and he said, Yosef, don't worry, in Netanyahu 1:21. To take Miriam as your wife. For unto her a child will be born, and you shall call his name Yeshua. For and he actually defined Yeshua. For he shall save his people from their sin. Yeshua, Yahweh will save, or he will save. And so, Kephar, the people are really wondering what happened here. How did this miracle happen? Because this man was, when Kephar grabbed him and he leaped to his feet. A man who had never walked from his mother's womb, had never stood on his feet. His feet was all mangled. His leg was mangled. No muscle. But he reached out and grabbed him by the hand. The man leaped up and his little legs, boom, straightened out. And his little feet touched the ground. And he went running and leaping and praising Yahweh. And Kephar reciting this to them as they looked, he said, I'm going to tell you, don't look on us as if we've done something great. But it's through the name and faith in his name that this man is made whole. Faith in the name. We have to develop this concept, this truth, that there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And if you can't do that, you can't develop faith in his name. He says it's through faith in his name. Somebody say, through faith in his name. Faith. Say it again, through faith in his name. He said, through faith in his name, this man is made whole. Huh? Somebody said, well, I said Yeshua, nothing happened. Because you haven't yet developed the faith in his name. You got to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that this Yeshua is his name and that there's power in the name. And that you being a member of the family of Yahweh, you are called yourself in the name of Yeshua. I hear some territory you don't like to know or you don't know. When we teach, or maybe I should say when I teach, 2 Corinthians 5, that you're a new creature. Any man or woman that is in Mashiach Yeshua are new creatures. The Greek word for creatures is ketesis. You are a new creation. You are a new family in the earth. See, until you can grab hold to and possess that as your own, that I am a new creature. I am a son or daughter of Yahweh in Mashiach Yeshua, and I am called by that name, whereby the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Galatians 3 says, now there's no more Yehudim, a Jew. There's no more Greek. There's just the sons and daughters of Yahweh. Ephesians 2:14 says he broke down the middle walls of partition that divided the Jew and the Gentile, the Yehudim and the Gentile. What divided them was nationality, was race. He broke the wall down, and the Bible said, and he made of the twain one new man. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm a new man. I'm a new woman. I'm of a different genus. Colossians says, now there's no more bond, nor free, huh? There's no more black, nor white. The greatest enemy to the kingdom is race. Yahweh in Yeshua did away with race. Now you may say, but I still look the same. Yes, you do. If you are truly in Yeshua, when you came and you are white, your whiteness still remains in the outward expressions of your body. If you are black, your blackness still remains in the outward expression of your body. If you are Asian, your Asian features still remain. But a miracle took place in the spirit. Just because you cannot see it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Yeshua said to the woman at the well, she said,
how are we?
Yeah, you know, we worship
in the mountains.
And y'all say y'all worship in Jerusalem. Yeshua said, well, first of all, sister, you don't know what you worship. You up in the mountain worshiping a golden calf. And don't you know that anything you worship that is not in the word, that demons enter that thing? He said, you don't know what you worship. He said, but at least we, the Yehudim, know what we worship. But he says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers, the Judaism religion wasn't the truth. What you doing wasn't the truth. But the hour cometh when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, because Yahweh is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Yes, your whiteness did not change, your blackness did not change, your Asian features did not change, but a miracle happened in the spirit. And if you can't receive that, if you can't receive that now I'm neither black or white or brown, I am a son and daughter of Yahweh. I am a new creature. I am a new genus. I am a new lineage of the human family. And there is no racism. And until we all embrace the truth about Yeshua, we will all yet be, I'm black, I'm white, I'm Asian, I'm Hispanic. But when you embrace the truth, as I have, I realize I am a new species. I am a new species. Acts says that you are the offspring of God, of Yahweh. Offspring is genus. Genus means lineage, a new lineage. And this is coming, I might be the first to teach it, but it must come. And when white and black and brown and whatever come to the understanding that in Yeshua there is no race but one family, and that is the sons and daughters of Yahweh in Mashiach Yeshua. And what a wonderful day that will be when we're not worried about whether you are black, whether you are white, whether you are brown, but we embrace one another in love. And Yeshua said, the last commandment I'm going to give you is that you love one another. That you love one another.
Well, how can I love a black person?
That you love one another. He ain't black as you suppose. I told you I was going to make you uncomfortable today, didn't I?
Well, I can't stand white people, but she's not white as you suppose.
Yeah. Now what? Now what?
He is. She is a son or daughter of Yahweh. A new lineage of the human family where there is no race. There is only one family.
Now, do I got time? Somebody said, make time.
You didn't say it out loud, but I heard your spirit say, make time.
For this that I will talk about for just a moment, we need to have the same basic assumption. How many of you know what basic assumption is?
We must all believe in the basic truth of the proposition that I'm about to bring to you. If we don't have the basic assumption in regards to the proposition, we can never come to an agreement. We all must have the same about this, I mean, that I'm going to bring to you. We all can't necessarily think the same way about everything, but this we got to think the same about. And so I'm going to give you the proposition. There is no salvation outside of the word of Yahweh. That's the proposition. How many of you believe that? If you don't believe it, then you explain to me how salvation came. Did it come through somebody whispering in your ear? Did it come through how you was feeling? You got this real prissy feeling when, you know, the goosebumps came up on you. Now you know you're saved. When is salvation introduced? Where was it introduced? In the word of Yahweh. So there is no salvation outside of the word of Yahweh. I'm talking about Bible salvation. Can you agree with me? If it's not in the Bible, it is not salvation. The Bible talked about the word that is able to save your soul. The gospel of your salvation. There is no salvation. Now, I got to get you on this same basic assumption. There is no salvation outside of the word of Yahweh.
If you got something that's outside the word, then go ahead on and do your thing, but it has nothing to do with God. The word of Yahweh is the only place where you find the words of salvation. So if you want to do some meditation and think you're saved, then go find Buddha. But Buddha is not in the word. If you want a salvation where you can kill folks maybe or do something, you know, maybe you want to find Muhammad. But Muhammad is not in the word of truth. So the only salvation is in the word of Yahweh. Outside of the word of Yahweh, there is no salvation. Now, if you can't agree with me on that, then something is wrong with you. If you can't understand the very basic concept that within the words of the Bible are the words of salvation, and how you specifically are saved, then you are in the wrong place. Maybe you got another Bible, but it's not this Bible. This is the word of Yahweh. Only salvation is found here. And here's the other proposition. The only way to know you are saved is that your concept of salvation lines up with the word. If you disagree, holler. I don't mind you saying, I don't agree with that. Say it. And since you do agree, let me take you to Acts of the Apostles. And we're going to go to the first chapter. Now, if you get too squeamish and you get mad at me, you know, I don't mind you being mad at me. They were mad at the apostles. Because this is what they taught. They were mad at them. And the Yehudim was furious. You mean you're saying that we are not saved? You should always say, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Seventh verse of the first chapter. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power. See, it says, the sixth verse says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Yeshua, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Like many people, they were thinking in the natural. They thought he was here to restore the nation of Israel. And he said, forget that. It's not for you to know the time. See, forget all of these tributaries of ideas that you have. Zero in on what the word said. He said, that's for the Father to decide. See, a lot of times we are afraid to embrace the truth because we say, well, what's going to happen to my mama? What's going to happen to my grandpa? If I embrace this, does that mean they are not saved? If Yeshua is here, he says it's not for you to know the things that Yahweh has put in his own hand. What you do is what I tell you. See, we have to understand, and we have to come to the knowledge that Yahweh is a just God. And will not the God of the whole earth do what is right? We can't worry about what, I can't worry about what happened to mama. Or what happened to daddy, or what happened to grandmama. The God of the whole world will do what is right. I just must respond to what the word said. And he says, but you. See, stop all the questioning. But here's what I want you to do. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Yehuda and in Shimron, and I'm using the right name, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. He said, I'm going to save you. But the first thing I got to do is put some power in you. So we didn't know what he said. They didn't know what he was talking about. But the Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place and it was all on one accord. And suddenly, I say suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. That day, heaven's door burst open and the Holy Ghost, whoosh, and there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they all received the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongue as the Spirit gave them a utterance. See, there's something, I don't need the Holy Ghost. I don't want to speak in tongues. Well, you ain't got salvation outside the word. If you don't agree with it, that's your business. But the only way you're going to get salvation is through what the word said. Stop being sheepish about this. And then 237 said, they all looked at this and they were all amazed. And the question they asked was, men and brethren, what shall we do? Because you see, Caleb preached the gospel. He said, they were wondering, what is this? He said, this is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel, saying, in the last days, said Yahweh, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh, and your son and your daughter shall prophesy. He said, this is that was promised 500 years ago. Now it's finally come on the scene. And he said, but most of you rejected Yeshua. Most of you rejected Yeshua, and you killed. You killed the God of life. And I'll put it that way. When you reject his name, you kill him again. And the Bible said they were pricked in their hearts. And they said unto Kepha, men and brethren, what shall we do? Yeah. What did you say? Rick said, is there any hope for us? Huh? We don't know how what to do. We don't know what it'll take to please God. Tell us what to do. Then Kepha said unto them, repent. The first thing in getting saved is repent. Being godly sorry for what you've done. I've heard people say, but you know, I wasn't too bad. Yeah, but you were born a sinner. There's none righteous, no, not one. No, not one. Repent. Be godly sorrow from the heart for your sin. But you know, I wasn't as bad as Sally. But you were yet a sinner. You were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Repent, be godly sorrow, turn away from the old life. And be baptized. Every one of you. That's it. Every one of you. Not just some of you. But if you want this salvation, every one of you must be baptized in the name of Yeshua Mashiach for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, you're going to receive that you just saw here. For the promise is unto you and your children. See, even if you don't have no children, the promise is still to your unborn children. Everybody must come this way. It's unto you and your children and those who are far off, meaning the Gentiles, and as many as Yahweh our God shall call. Running short. 2 Tim. This is too important for us not to get this. Three. And he's talking about church folks. See, this whole Bible is written about, the New Testament is written. When he's talking about how people are acting, it's written about church folk. The world gonna act the way the world gonna act. It's not written about how the world folks act. When I was out there in the world, the Bible wasn't writing about how I was gonna act. You already knew how I was gonna act. I was gonna act a fool. And Lord knows I acted a fool. I was the biggest fool in town. But he's talking about church folk. They have a form of godliness. The fifth verse. Having a form of God. Yes, I'm saved. I'm in the church. I go to church every Sunday. I am a Baptist. I don't need the Holy Ghost, but I'm a Baptist and I'm going to heaven. I know it's going to make you uncomfortable. That's okay. I'm a Methodist and I don't even need to be baptized. I just sprinkle me and I'm fine. Already, yeah, we say already, no, but I believe. I believe in the Lord. I'm a Presbyterian. I'm a Catholic. See, the apostles did not even envision different denominations. There were one church. There were one God, one faith, one baptism. And God over all and in all and through all. I'm not a Baptist, not a Methodist. I'm not a Pentecostal, or I'm not a Catholic. I'm a son of God. I'm a son of Yahweh. They have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They deny the Holy Ghost. Look what he says. From such... Turn away. Stop trying to pretend like they're okay. From such, turn away. Do not even legitimize what they're saying. We must, as those who believe in Yeshua, step up. We must step up and declare that the only salvation is in the Word of God. And if I say I'm saved, I ought to be able to go to the Word and delineate, point out each aspect of what made me saved. And if I don't have it all, as they had it on the day of Pentecost, they had the Holy Ghost, they had baptism in the name of Yeshua. Huh? They had, they repented. And they had it all. They didn't say, well, I don't need to be baptized. Well, I can be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. No. Name of Yeshua. Because the Bible said you are baptized into Yeshua. You have put on. Romans say you have put on Yeshua. That means that you have the same name in the spirit realm as Yeshua. So when demons see you, they say, there go Yeshua. They know. They go, Yeshua, you know the disciples of Sceva was out there trying to cast out demons. And they're talking about, in the name of Yeshua, who Kepha and Shaul preach. Come out of them. And the spirits say, I know Shaul. I know Kepha. And I know Yeshua. Well, who are you? I don't know you. And jump on them and beat all their clothes off of them. There's only one salvation. There's one faith. There's one God over all, through all, in all. And all must come in through the same door. All right, I'll end it right now. Doesn't matter what you think. You can think you save all you want to. You're free to think anything you want to think. You say, I think I'm saved. I don't care what he say. I think I'm saved. Go ahead on. Think whatever you want to think. You're a free thinker. Nobody can stop you from thinking. Netanyahu, 7. And then I'll end it here. I'm not through. But I'll end it. I don't think y'all can take much more of this anyway. So I'm just going to. 22nd verse of Netanyahu, 7. Many, this is Yeshua speaking. When you see it in the red, that's Yeshua speaking. Many will say to me in that day, that means the day of judgment, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. But what they failed to realize, it wasn't in his name. It was in some other name. It was in the name of Jesus that they did all that. Are you uncomfortable? And then will I profess unto them, Yeshua said, I will say to them, I never knew you. Where did you come from? Lord, Lord, I have prophesied in your name. I have cast out devils in your name. Yeshua said, I will testify to them, I never knew you. And you never knew me. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Don't matter what you think. These people thought without a shadow of a doubt that they were saved. They went running to Yeshua at the judgment. Say, oh, Lord, I have prophesied in your name. I have cast out devils in your name. And he's going to say to him, stop right there. I have never known you. You were never in my kingdom. You were never part of my family. You were never a son or daughter of Yahweh in me. You're a worker of iniquity because you had a chance to know my name and you rejected my name. And now I'm rejecting you. Father Yahweh, we come to you in the mighty name of Yeshua. There are many, many that are confused about who or who are not saved. We know that only your word provides the answer. We ask that those that are here today, those who have been introduced to the name of Yeshua but have not placed importance on his name, we ask that you would help them today to see spiritually the power that's in the name Yeshua. For those who have been reluctant to share the name of Jesus for the name of Yeshua, we ask that the Holy Spirit in the name of Yeshua would minister powerfully to them concerning your name. And over all, Father, help us. Without you, we are weak and feeble people.
but in you. Your word said, let the weak say, I'm strong. Because in you and in your name, the weak has power. And we thank you for that. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen. Keep your head bowed. There might be someone here today. You really want to be saved, but you have been a little bit confused about the truth of salvation. I have spoken to your spirit today. I have placed the seed of faith. Because the word said he has given unto every man the measure of faith. Through the word I have placed in them the measure of faith as they receive the word. Let them now respond to that word. So if you're here today and you have not responded to that word, to receive Yeshua and to be baptized in his name, today, I offer the invitation for you to come. For you to come. As everyone had their head bowed, the invitation for you to stand to your feet. Come down to this altar. Come down to where I am. Say to yourself, I believe that the only salvation is in the word of Yahweh. And the apostle has preached the word. I can track him through the word. If you're here today, stand to your feet and come down. There is no decision to be made at this point except to reject him. I don't think any of you want to do that. So I'm going to give you a moment or two more to stand to your feet and come down. And by coming down, you will be saying, I heard the gospel of my salvation preached today. And I yield to the gospel. I want to be saved. I want to know through the word that I'm saved, that my salvation adds up perfectly, fit perfectly in the word. If you're here today, I'm going to give you that moment. That moment of decision.